while the world wages war. It gets harder to see who your friends really are. I can't let him down.
That was Far East Man, a tantalizing fragment of an unfinished song by George Harrison, and this is Spider on the Web, the podcast that actually is not cast but spot welded. Welcome to the episode which bears the same number as the big parade has trombones, number 76.
That's the spirit.
The last two podcasts were mostly fiction, Cory Doctorow's novella Human Readable, so it's time for a mess of music now. Next time I hope to bring you a short story by the immortal Theodore Sturgeon, read by Ted himself. I told you he was immortal. But this time I simply have too much good music for you to fit that many words in edgewise. Before we start, though, I'd like to tell all supporters, friends, and well-wishers that Jeannie is doing just wonderfully well these days. The latest chemotherapy drug they've switched her to not only does not make her blood platelet level crash, so we no longer have to worry a few seconds accidental exposure to Fox News might cause her to stroke out, but it also does make the cancer markers in her blood crash dramatically for the first time. And best of all, the side effects are few and relatively merciful as such things go. For the present, at least, she feels pretty good most days and has as much energy as she needs to. We have decided to presume this phase is going to last forever and to live our lives on that basis, knowing it could change at any time without warning. So far, so good. Onward. Last week, Jane Seabury gave a concert at Cates Hill Chapel here on Bowen Island. Jeannie took me there for my 61st birthday, and we had a terrific time. First, I will play you a couple of tracks by her opening act, Leslie Alexander, taken from her new CD, Garden in the Stones, and then I'll play you some of Jane Seabury herself. But before I do, I know some of you are already seething because I'm getting her name wrong. You dolt, Spider! Don't you know Jane Seabury changed her name to Issa 3 years ago? As a matter of fact, I do. Apparently you don't know that only 3 weeks ago she decided to change it back again. And now, here's her opening act, the lovely and talented Leslie Alexander, with a sweet tune that has the same name as Crosby and Nash's last single, Lay Me Down.
Lay me down, lay me down, lay me
reach my destination, and the sign that hangs above those gates of earth. Right here, right now, in this garden of creation, how I love the sweet green grass of this old world. So lay me down, down, down in the flowers, and the sound of the birdsong lullabies, and travel then round, round, round this world for hours. So lay me down, lay me down, lay me down, so I can rise, so I can rise, so I can rise in paradise. I'm bound by the beauty
That's the track that opens Garden in the Stones. Now here, Because They Belong Together, are the last two tracks. First, Untitled, and finally, Sleep, on which the harmonies come from Jane Seabury. Thank you.
knows everything inside you is asleep. Sleep deeper than deep. Sleep. Oh, I refuse to mourn. Can't you hear me honk my horn? Like a warning in a dream that you're falling through the air and you don't even care, 'cause you know that nothing's ever like it seems. Sleep.
Couple of tracks by Jane Seabury from her latest CD, With What Shall I Keep Warm. First, a track called Eden, parentheses, can't get this body thing right, and parentheses, and finally a track called Mama Hereby. Jane Seabury.
Too much food.
Can't get this body thing right. Can't get this body thing right.
I'm eating too little food. I'm eating the wrong kind of food.
Can't get this body thing right. Can't get this body thing right. Can't get this body thing right.
I just want an apple. One, two, three, four, five. Hey, Adam, I'm getting it right. Swing your partner, do, si, do. Hey, Adam, I'm getting it right. Swing your partner, do, si, do. Hey, Adam, I'm getting it
wait
right.
Wait for me!
Bacardo, si, do.
Adam!
Wait for me!
Bacardo, right.
Swing your partner, there do, will si, be do. More gardens and beauty and apples and serpents and wisdom and children and families and tribes and nations and wars and darkness, intolerance, hatred, separation, kindness, hatred, separation, kindness, 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 and love. Oh, my love, when will you become whole? Stop asking me. Oh, my sweet. Put your tea towel down. This is the most important thing I've ever said. I love you as my mother. I love you as no other.
Free, you know where. my head upon your lap, your hand upon my forehead brought such comfort, such treasured memories, as are so many still put across this kitchen table. Words are hurting. Can we hereby agree with love and dignity? From now on, my life is fine, and you
was Jane Siberry accompanying herself on the piano. Now it's time to add some testosterone to the mix, so naturally I turn to a man whose vocal range runs about 2 octaves below a nuclear weapon, Mr. Amos Garrett. This is from the Amos Garrett acoustic album, a tasty little track called Perfume and Tobacco.
Now perfume and tobacco can be intoxicating when you stay up all night to greet the day. It's a kind of combination that defies imagination. Is it sweet or bittersweet? It's hard to say. It's like the strong sensation that defined our situation, that like a puff of smoke, it blew away. Now that perfume and tobacco gone away when morning winds blow, but it's something I'll remember to this day. Drifting smoke ring, like too much smoke, it takes my breath away. Now perfume and tobacco gone away when morning winds blow, but it's something I'll remember to this day.
His obvious masculinity notwithstanding. Well, actually it is. Anyway, this next track gives clear evidence that Amos is, in fact, a sensitive New Age guy. A track he recorded just over 30 years ago that was written by Hoagie Carmichael 53 years before that in 1926. Here's Amos with his good friend and longtime accomplice Jeff Muldaur on second guitar and harmonies playing the Washboard Blues.
Thank you.
washing clothes in a shanty by the shore. Old man river rolling by the door. Hear that river lonely moaning. Man asleep and she's a groaning. Children weeping, she's a moaning. Head down low. Up to the washing soaping. Down to the water once more. Blue hands sore. Up to the washing soaping. Down to the water once more. All year long. Must I keep rubbing, must I keep tubbing, I keep scrubbing these old dirty clothes. Up to the washing soap, down to the water once more. Washboard blue. Let me get me gone from here. Washing dirty clothes. Oh yeah, them old clothes, raggedy clothes, dirty old clothes, musty old clothes, up and down, back and forth, all year long, hear my song, oh Lordy, oh, won't you hear my song? As evening comes with cloudy skies and rain, my poor back is broke with pain. Hear that river lonely moaning. Man's asleep and she's a groaning. Children weeping, hear her moaning. Washboard blue. Going down to that river, going down to that river someday. Hurry day. I'm going down to that river to wash all my troubles away. Hurry day, hurry now. Must I keep scrubbing, must I keep tugging, I keep rubbing, keep on scrubbing these old dirty clothes. Going down to that river gonna wash all her troubles away. Hurry day. Hurry, day. Hurry.
Jeff Muldaur may not sing as deep as Amos Garrett. Who does? But he's just as macho. Here they are together again, with Jeff taking the lead vocal this time, and he's going downtown. Go on, Jeffrey.
Mama, the world done gone away. I got a bad luck deal, give me trouble every day. Well, I'm going put a black crepe on your door. I'm going put a black crepe on your door. Tell your man ain't dead, don't come to your house no more. So I'm going downtown there to the dawn. I'm going downtown there to the dawn. Hey, little mama, know why I'm about to carry on. Come on, Amy. Look out, baby, now, mom, when I get back. Don't wanna find no monkey man line on my track. I got a gal in the country, got two that stays in town. I got a gal in the country, got two that stays in town. We not treat them so nice, cause one might throw me down. So I'm going downtown, going downtown. I'm going downtown, I'm going down there till dawn. Hey, little mama, know I'm about to carry on. Carry on one more time. Did I ever tell you about that party I was at at Dave Van Ronk's in Greenwich Village with Mississippi John Hurt?
No.
I'm sitting at this party. We start real late, maybe 3 in the morning, because we closed up the Kettle of Fish.
Yeah.
We go over to Van Ronk's, and Mississippi John Hurt is sitting at the on the couch. And the usual suspects were there, but I can't remember who they were. Because it was the 60s. Anyway, so there was a pile of stuff.
Yeah, grass.
On the coffee table. And so somebody started rolling
joints. Sticks. Tea sticks.
And they passed it to John Hurt, you know, so he'd pass it on. And he started sucking on those things. Yeah. Puffing away. It's like, and his eyes already had cracks in them anyway. You seen those pictures? Yeah. You could see like dirt roads down and through his eyes with cracks. Anyway, he's puffing away, and so I said to him, I said, John, we had no idea you smoked this stuff. This is a true story, by the way.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Everybody in Avalon, Mississippi smokes pot. Really, John, really? Oh, yeah. It grows everywhere. Really? Yeah, I got a big patch of it by my barn. Friend of mine has it growing all the way down this road. We smoke it all the time. And I went, John, that's incredible. He went, yeah, but when we get some money together, we buy gin. Okay. I love that. Everything is relative.
Jeff has been a part of many memorable musical combos. You certainly don't want to miss his futuristic ensemble. But his first was probably the legendary Jim Queskin Jug Band, where he met and married Maria Muldaur. And if you, like me, have been wondering for a long time what the hell Mr. Queskin is up to, turns out he's been touring with Jeff Muldaur. Here they are in Bremen together this past October.
Keep playing, Jimmy.
Papa, be quiet as a mouse. So Papa climbed up on top of the house. Made a lot of whooping, made a lot of noise. Stood up and cheered with the rest of the boys. Baby's in the cradle, brother's gone to town. Sister's in the parlor trying on a gown. Mama's in the kitchen messing all around. Papa's on the housetop, won't come down. Nobody knows where the blues come from. The blues they go, well the blues they go. Everybody's happy when the old blues go. Baby's in the cradle, brother's gone to town. Sister's in the parlor trying on a gown. Mama's in the kitchen messing all around. Papa's on the housetop, oh come down. Come down, Papa. Chicken out in the yard, picked up a rock and hit him hard, killed him dead. Now the chicken's in the gravy and the gravy's on the bread. Baby's in the cradle, brother's gone to town. Sister's in the parlor trying on a gown. Mama's in the kitchen messing all around. Papa's on the housetop, won't come down.
Papa be quiet as a mouse. So Papa climbed up on top of the house, made a lot of whooping, he made a lot of noise, stood up and cheered with the rest of the boys. Baby's in the cradle, brother's gone to town, sister's in the parlor trying on a gown, mama's in the kitchen messing all around, Papa's on the housetop, now let's dig it out.
All right. Sorry about that, Jimmy. I'll never do it again.
One more time. So much fun.
Yeah. Do another couple of times, Jimmy.
One more of this?
Yeah.
Last time.
I hit him again, boys. Okay, I started this podcast with Leslie Alexander, who is brand shiny new, then moved to Jane Siberry, who has been a name since the 80s, and the last three gents I played you all made their bones in the 60s. So now it's time to turn on a dime and go back to new stuff. I'd like, if I can, to turn you on to a whole string of younger, somewhat less famous, but equally worthy acoustic musicians, the new next generation of Garretts, Queskins, and Muldoors. Each 4th of July, New Bedford, Massachusetts throws a music festival. That's where I first heard Gad Davis, an incredible blues man who happens to be the son of the late Ossie Davis, who delivered Malcolm X's eulogy, and who gave a speech in Central Park that I will never forget the day after Martin Luther King was gunned down. This last 4th of July, the New Bedford Music Fest included a sort of musical seminar called the Footsteps Workshop. I'm going to play you 5 tracks in a row from it, by 5 quite different musicians who all come from the same place and are all going anywhere they have a mind to. First up is one of the session's organizers, Danielle Muralia, with a track listed here as untitled, but I think it's a safe bet it's called Here Inside My Snow Globe. She'll be followed by the amazing Red House Records artist Cliff Eberhart. After Cliff, you'll hear Lou Killen. And then Lou will be followed by Stacey Earle with her song If I Needed You. And last, but by no means least, will be Stacey's husband Mark Stewart with one of my favorite Paul McCartney songs, Reconsidered.
Okay. Ready to rock and roll? Welcome to And I Followed My Footsteps with our fearless leader, Danielle Muralia. Cliff Eberhart, whose newest CD will be out in September. The one and only Lou Killen, our youngest member of the band. Stacey Earle and Mark Stewart, who also have a new CD at the table. Well, enjoy. We do songs that, either songs we were influenced by or songs that we, that we ripped off from other people. That's which is every song that anybody ever wrote, pretty much. I'm going to start with a song that the guitar part was heavily influenced by from Mississippi John Hurt, and the words were earlier in the season somebody said, "Oh, will you play that song Snow Globe?" Earlier in the winter season, we've had our first snowflake. Oh, so I played it, and then we had like 3 feet of snow the next day. But I don't think we're in any danger of that today.
Take fall. But my lips are frozen, I can't move them at all. Anyway, there's nothing I can do inside these walls. Speak no evil.
I don't, but... Well, I generally... Every time I do a radio interview, they say, what's in your CD player? And I say, like, the Irving Berlin song, but they go, no, no, really. And I go, no, no, really. That's all I listen to is like, Tin Pan Alley stuff, so... Thank you. Pack up all my carols, singing low, here I go.
We're like this. because the familiar is not the professional. Sorry.
I wrote that when I was quite wee, that one.
I remember. These influences. I guess when I was about 12 years old, I was just interested in all kinds of music when I was that age. Grew up with a singing family, but it's... when I was 12, though, so I was listening to the BBC program about what was called The Masters of Bank Down, about a mill-owning family in Lancashire, or Yorkshire, I think in Yorkshire, and the woolen mills. And the conflict between the actual mill workers and the owners, it was like this over three generations. But it all started with the same song about the men who were known as croppers. They cut the nap off the serge cloth with big scissors that were about 4 feet long. So they developed big muscles, these guys, sort of holding this, cutting the rough nap off the cloth on big frames. And in about the 1830s, the mill owners brought in a machine that could do the same thing. And the croppers didn't like that. So they combined to, which was illegal in those days, no trade unions, but these guys combined to break the frames. And this went on for about 10 years until they were eventually suppressed. They were the original Luddites. So I'll dedicate this to those hackers who were always trying to get into Microsoft. Come, cropper, it has a chorus if you care to join, sing, be happy. Any of my choruses, you're welcome to sing. It helps keep me company. And we'll start a little bit lower too. Come, cropper, lads of a high renown, who like to drink strong ale that's brown, and strike each haughty tyrant down with hatchet, pike, and gun. Oh, the cropper lads for me, gallant lads they be, with lusty stroke the sheer frames broke. The cropper lads for me, that's your chorus. A cropper lads for me, gallant lads they be, with lusty stroke the sheer frames broke. The cropper lads for me. And when at night, when all is still and the moon is hid behind yon hill, us cropper lads will do our will with hatchet, pike, and gun. Oh, the cropper lads for me, my lads, gallant lads they be, with a lusty stroke the sheer frames broke. The cropper lads for me. What though the special still advance, and troopers nightly round us stands, us cropper lads still lead the prance with hatchet, pike, and gun. Oh, the cropper lads for me, gallant lads they be, with lusty stroke the sheer frames broke. The cropper lads for me. Great Enoch still shall lead our van. Stop him who dare, stop him who can. Step forward every gallant man with hatchet, pike, and gun. Oh, the cropper lads for me, gallant lads they be, with the lusty stroke the sheer frames broke. The cropper lads for me.
Thinking you were supposed to write your own songs. My very first concert, I would say, would be my brother Steve Earle in the living room when he was a kid. But actually, my first concert I was supposed to go to is Ernest Tubb, but he didn't show up. He was MIA. And my first record I ever bought, I didn't have to buy any of the Beatle records. My brothers owned them all, so I just stole them out of the rooms. My first record I ever bought was Michael Jackson, ABC. I grew up thinking you were supposed to write your own songs. I didn't think you were allowed to do other people's. I would say the whole Earl family is definitely influenced by Mr. Townes Van Zandt.
Yeah.
can bring Mark's guitar up. He's over there. That's where he is. Mark's over there.
And I was over there earlier, so.
Well, can you bring my guitar way down in the monitor? Maybe Mark can hear me. Just bring me, turn mine off. Yeah, just bring my guitar out of the monitor. Just,
you're still there?
Yeah, I'm over there.
It's over here.
And it's ringing.
It's real loud.
It's ringing back.
But it's in tune.
Oh. And it's blaring. It's feeding back.
Oh, it's out of there. It's out of the speaker.
Okay, just bring it down in the house. Now try yours. Bring Mark way up.
Is our monitor dead?
Is that what it is?
Is it dead? Hey, Rich, could you hold the wind?
We'll just go. We'll see what happens.
You close your eyes and I Paul McCartney song. Yeah. Some of you may actually recognize the song, and you may want to sing along, but please don't.
He's kidding. Can you turn my vocal down in the house a little bit, because I can't barely get near my mic without taking your head off.
Can you turn up Stacy's vocal down in the car every day? While
car. You know, we are married and stuff.
It's time to do a song now.
But this is what I say in the car. Our car now has 417,000 miles on it. And this is all I've said.
Just the way I like it. The car, by the way, is for sale.
This is Mark's favorite artist.
The rest of that workshop and a whole other one from the same New Bedford 4th of July Festival can now be downloaded from www.dimeadozen.org. Be advised that site is so popular it can take hours of repeated attempts to succeed in joining it. but it's worth the time to get into Dime, if you ask me. Music you find there is not available for sale anywhere on Earth, so nobody's rice bowl is being rifled. And if any musician objects to their live concert recordings, studio outtakes, rehearsal tapes, or FM broadcasts being posted on Dime, their stuff comes down instantly and forever, no questions. The music there is not just free, but guilt-free. Whether you are or are not successful in joining DimeADozen.org, I trust you'll have the good sense to Google up all of the musicians I've just turned you on to, if they're not already familiar to you, visit their websites, and buy their CDs. If you ain't willing to pay good cash money for good music, then you deserve what comes out of the radio. All right, before I go, I'll give you one more example of the kind of thing that keeps me coming back to Dime A Dozen. The legendary Brazilian singer-songwriter-guitarist Joyce got married recently and is now calling herself Joyce Moreno. The marriage has apparently sparked creative rejuvenation. I'm told she has recorded 4 new CDs in just the past year. But try and buy one, online or in any store outside of her native Brazil. I'm still trying myself. I would not even know any of this stuff if not for Dime A Dozen, where I found the following track. Guess where and when it was recorded? In Vancouver. 6 months ago, while my attention was distracted. Listen to Joyce tackle this old chestnut and make it sound brand new again.
É pau, é pedra, é o fim do caminho. Estou um pouco sozinho, caco de vidro. É a vida, é o sol, é a noite, é a morte, é o laço, é o anzol. Peroba do campo, nó da madeira, canga, candeia, é uma tita pereira, madeira de vento. Tombo da ribanceira, é um mistério profundo, é o queira ou não queira, é o vento ventando, é o fim da ladeira, é a viga, é o vão, festada com mieira. É a chuva chovendo, é conversa, ribeira das águas de março. É o fim da canseira, é o pé, é o chão, é a mastradeira. Passarinho na mão, pedra da tiradeira. Uma ave no céu, uma ave no chão. É o regato, é uma fonte, é um pedaço de pão. É o fundo do poço, é o fim do caminho. No rosto desgosto, um pouco sozinho. É um strep, é um prego, uma ponta, é um ponto, pingo, pingando. É uma conta, é um conto. É um peixe, é um gesto. Uma prata brilhando. É a luz da manhã. É o tijolo chegando. É a lenha, é o dia. É o fim da picada. A garrafa de cana. Estilhaço na estrada. Projeto da casa. É o corpo na cama. É o carro enguiçado. É a lama, é a lama, é a lama. É um passo, é uma ponte. Um sapo marra. Um resto de mato da luz da manhã. São as águas de março fechando o verão. É promessa de vida no teu coração. É uma cobra, é um pau, é João, é José. É um espinho na mão, é um corte no pé. São as águas de março fechando o verão. É promessa de vida no teu coração. Pau, pedra, é o fim do caminho. O resto tô um pouco sozinho, caco de vidro. É a vida, é o sol, é a noite, é a morte, é o laço, é o anzol. Um passo, uma ponte, um sapo marrão. Belo Horizonte, uma febre terçã. São as águas de março fechando o verão. É promessa de vida no teu coração. Pau-pedra, é o fim do caminho. O resto de toco, um pouco sozinho, caco de vidro. É a vida, é o sol, é a noite, é a morte, é o laço, é o anzol. São as águas de março fechando o verão. É promessa de vida no teu coração. Para mover, para andar, para ter, para dar a pá.
Well, that's a full lid. We'll see you all again in a couple of weeks. Good Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. As always, I'd like to close by thanking you very kindly for your subscriptions and donations. They help. All right, this time I'm going to give the last word to Robert A. Heinlein.
I've had people offer to explain Stranger in a Strange Land to me. I was simply writing a novel.